HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. In this week's tech news, we have information about new foldable phones, more scares over the coronavirus outbreak, and yet another security problem with Indian banks. More than five tech giants have pulled out of the Mobile World Congress this year, citing the coronavirus outbreak as the reason. The event is scheduled for later this month and is one of the largest tech events in the world. Amazon, LG, Nvidia, Vivo, and Sony have completely withdrawn from the event, while ZTE cancelled its press conference. Samsung, on the other hand, said that it'll still have a booth at MWC, but it'll not have any of its important executives at the event. I'm not sure what that means. It seems Samsung thinks only its important executives are worth saving. The outbreak is actually affecting tech much more. Now that the Chinese government has extended the lockdowns to February 17th, electronics companies selling in India are expecting that to affect prices, and they're expecting severe supply shortages. According to sources in the industry, it seems over 80% of components in the electronics space in India still come from China. In fact, over 99% of headphones that are priced above 500 rupees are made completely in China. So, in view of such shortages, companies here also expect that manufacturers will raise prices of components back in China, and as a result, they might have to increase prices of products here in India. We'll know more in the days to come, but yeah, if you see a product out of stock at the moment, expect that to remain out of stock for a while. And that sums up all the grim news I had for you this week. Next up, Samsung's next foldable smartphone is now official. The Galaxy Z Flip was first showed off in an advertisement during the Academy Awards this week, and Samsung later announced it at the Galaxy Unpacked event. The phone looks pretty much like a Galaxy S10, S10 Plus, but it folds down the middle, making it a flip phone like the Moto Razr. Like the Galaxy Fold earlier, we expect it to be priced in the lakhs when it comes to India later. But of course, we don't have a confirmation on that at the moment. What we do hope is it doesn't break like the Fold did earlier. Lastly, how can we have a week in tech without some security issues, right? And this week, that's Indian banks. A Singapore-based company called Group IB has found a database of over 460,000 payment records on the dark web. According to Group IB, over 98% of these records belong to Indian banks, and they hold data pertaining to debit cards, credit cards, and other payment cards. The data was being sold on a dark web website called Joker's Stash at $9 a piece. And as a result, the overall value of the database is estimated at $4.2 million. This is actually the second time Group IB has found a database like this, and they had reported the first one back in October last year. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
If you're an independent podcaster, self-funded, self-produced, you know you could use support. So come to the Independent Podcasters Meetup in Delhi, hosted by Sonalog, on the 17th of February from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is a great opportunity to meet each other, share tips and tricks, learn from each other, and grow your podcast so you can have even more success and reach.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.